Well, I dressed up in the same clothes now that he had grown, but I knew that Ehrlichman was investigating the Pentagon leads for Andy Anderson leads. I knew that. But I didn't know that Droke and Young were the two people who were doing it for him, and I never heard of him living.
Except for that one group, but you know,
I knew on the India-Pakistan thing that he interrogated Welland, but I didn't know that what else they did.
Right.
Because that was never given.
Right, so that's what they did.
That was never given to me.
Yeah, I did some young work and all that sort of thing. He was basically a student of that, but that's all right. I mean, but I guess he was on your staff and didn't have any money for
He was. He started out on my staff originally. Yeah. And then he, frankly, he did, couldn't take the pay, and his interests were more in domestic affairs, so he transferred to...
He transferred to the darn of the staff and worked there, you could say, on various assignments there, which you had no...
No, I mean, I won't run away...
Which you had no,
The things I know about from first-hand knowledge, which, if they come out, I will, of course, have to... Taft in 69, that the FBI did.
Sure.
I mean, those, but those were national, those were done by Hoover.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't volunteer that. That I knew about.
No, I don't know, but anybody ever asked you were a newsman, Taft, of course they were.
Yeah. Well, actually, in that series, only one, if I remember, was Taft.
Kraft?
No. Brand.
Yeah. He was not long before we ever got here. Yeah. See, Brand has been Taft for years.
My knowledge, I haven't looked at the files, but I seem to remember that for some reason it was difficult to tap draft.
They don't think they ever got him. I asked, I don't know who they tapped either.
I think it was the only one I remember now is
Hoover was very careful that way.
I think the only one I remember now is
Brad. Or whether they tried to get the... But the thing is to stand up very strongly for national security. Psychiatrist is the most silly and just unbelievable. I believe in the other things that whatever young
Thursday then.
I have to come in the Rogers problem. I know the Rogers problem. I'd like to have it solved right now, but you know you don't want to have captain officer leaving.
No, you can't have that.
So that's the only thing.
Now, on the, let me turn to Soviet for a minute, Mr. President.
Sure.
On that nuclear treaty, we'll have some pitching from the Chinese and from the French. I've got the Germans and British lined up. And we may have a little rough spot here and there with the Chinese.
Henry.
But I think we need
to... We've all thought it through. We have to do this for another place.
Well, it's
like Saul.
And in the long run, it will help the Chinese too, because it gives us a pretext if we want to help them for their having violated the treaty. It gives us a legal thing that they would be breaking if they jump the Chinese. What the Chinese are worried about is that we use it for hegemony against them. But if we want to act against them, we don't need a treaty with the Soviet Union. Well, I think if it's a question of 30 days, Hague is probably tougher than Scowcroft.
I can have somebody that you can work for, and Peter Brennan, and all that. Otherwise, I won't have the time to do
this. Mr. President, my honest opinion is that more fundamental things are needed anyway. So
that's what I mean, but I can't.
So that
I don't want to go in a hurry.
No.
All I'm doing, Henry, is buying time. You don't want me to upgrade George Bush's Vietnam, for Christ's sake, do you?
No. If it's a question...
Or Connally. Right, you see my point?
No, if it's a question of 30 days,
it's a question of whether I can possibly bring him on longer than that. He's got a job. Don't you worry. What I want you to do is from now on, like we did in the old days, you and I have got to sit down and do the foreign policy. In other words, you and I will do it together, see?
Leave me out of it, because it's not... I think we're going to run into a major problem if we continue to operate as we have, because here I am negotiating there's six treaties coming up, of which the State Department has never heard. And since we're already under attack for not following, for undermining institutions, I think a way has to be found to bring the State Department bureaucracy in. They can never be brought in under the present situation, because they're being encouraged from the top, really, to a combative attitude. That is the difficulty. When these things come out, we will get a lot of mistakes in a much worse atmosphere now. That nuclear treaty will be very controversial. And we've got the dilemma now. If we say, I did it on this trip, which is one way of doing it, then we'll be accused of doing it for Watergate. If we tell the truth that it started at the summit, which is really the truth, and that we negotiated it the whole time, then we'll be accused of subverting the State Department.
Listen, we're right the same way as much as you were. I know what we're going to do.
And?
Don't you know about these things we always work on? We're going to know the salt. Next of running the government, and I think we have to find a way of
under more immediate control. Now, Packard will be, in this respect, no problem at all. So, when this fake sound, this can be in 30 days, 60 days, I have no particular time limit on it. There has to be some way of giving more direct, of avoiding. I mean, we have done a lot of maneuvers, Mr. President, that have worked. But we've done them by methods that were very complicated.
Yes, sir.
Now, if these methods come out, I think it may compound this general impression of odd procedures that the newspapers have so carefully cultivated. And it's for this reason that I think, leaving aside Haig, it has nothing to do with Haig, that a more regular procedure has to be worked out in which one can use people like Sisko and Cecil directly. And that can't work.
Under how would you use it? You mean without going into state?
No. If there were a different personality there, it just...
There will be a different personality, but you can't do it now. I have to be like that. I was back by Bill's.
Got to get the...
But I told him, I said, not July 1st, unless something, you know, cool.
But I don't want to... You have so many other things. I'm not discouraged, Mr. President.
It's a tough time, but there's...
No, no, that is...
All
you know, I've always felt this
way. Well, that young thing, you just
the young thing is a minor.
The young thing is to be, oh, he was not held as working under your direction at all. Became here originally as a member of the staff, transferred to the to John Irwin in such a year, and you had no period. You know what I mean? Without drawing up.
That part doesn't matter.
And it's be very strong on the fact that we have to have national security. This leading has got to stop. Really true.
Oh, that part.
The newsman to be here. I hope. I think it's 69. Maybe they hope the president did that.
I don't think so. I don't remember.
What was the 69 job about Pentagon?
In 69, you remember that General Eisenhower blew his top. At that time, it was that some minister, some National Security Council directives were printed verbatim in the newspaper.
And we did some tapping in.
And you, or somebody, ordered Hoover. The FBI to do it. And then the reports came in, and I saw those reports, so I...
Did you?
I saw...
Oh, yes, we did Lake.
We did Lake, we did Halpern, and
we did... Lake after we went over to...
Yeah. it briefly yesterday, just